What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022, getting through the month here and getting through summer. It's a beautiful day here in Indiana. And as usual, it's a very, very busy news day. There's a lot of stuff going on there. We're going to try and get through as much of it as we can until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Over at Fox News, Tucker Carlson basically came out with a story where basically current Texas GOP representative and former White House physician Ronnie Jackson, reiterated his observation that Joe Biden has a cognitive disease that's rendering him gradually more and more mentally unfit for office, and basically suggested that Joe Biden is being pumped full of drugs to keep him semi-functional, to try and make it look like he is still presidential and in charge of the country, which at this point it's obvious. No, he was a puppet ruler to begin with, and he's definitely deteriorating here. And Jill Biden may have sort of admitted that she knows the party is over and there will be no second term. She was at a gathering with key donors this past weekend, and the New York Post reported that Jill Biden told the donors her husband's political agenda had been sidetracked by unexpected crises at home and overseas, and so basically admitting that Biden has failed to achieve whatever his agenda was there. And another story coming on out from the Political Insider, more and more Democrats are considering a challenge to Biden in 2024. In other words, they're going to primary him. And a lot of Democrats are saying, you know, we'd be better at this than Joe Biden is, and they're getting ready to try. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens if, in fact, Biden makes it all the way to the end of his term. If the Republicans take control of Congress this November, he may be impeached, or at some point they may finally give up and invoke the 25th Amendment on him, which Kamala Harris would like because it would put her in the Oval Office. And that, of course, would upset Hillary Clinton, who wants to be the first woman president of the United States of America. And if Kamala beats her to it, Hillary will be very unhappy. Let's all feel sorry for Hillary Clinton that she didn't get to be the first female female president of the United States of America here. Now, former Donald Trump is not only going to win in 2024, he's going to get the Republican nomination without a primary fight, according to Dick Morris. And he was being interviewed on Newsmax. Now, Morris is promoting his new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback, and asserts Trump will not only easily defeat any GOP challenger, but he will win back the presidency in 2024, which I would agree with if we can get rid of the problem of massive election fraud, which is still a big issue we all need to be paying attention to. Now, Governor Kristi Noem over in South Dakota is running a new ad campaign in the first to vote states. And so it looks like she is going to throw her hat in the ring for a 2024 presidential run. Okay. Meanwhile, down in Florida, their First Lady, Casey DeSantis, appeared to take aim at California Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, DeSantis took to Twitter yesterday to remind Americans her husband stood up and fought for Special Olympians who would have been sidelined if a vaccine mandate had been enforced. Now, Ron DeSantis has done a lot more important things, I think, But it does look like DeSantis is considering a run in 2024 and understands that Gavin Newsom is going to be his main competitor out there. And so the politicking is already starting for 2024. I love the way they do it in other countries where there's no campaigning allowed until just a few months before the election. Here in the United States, it seems as soon as one election is over, the campaigning for the next election starts and nothing else is really getting done because everybody's out there, you know, making speeches and attacking each other, and the country is going to heck in a handbasket here. Now, Kamala Harris got on up there with this whole pro-life situation, suggesting pro-life is the same thing as supporting slavery, saying, you know, we're dictating ownership over women's bodies. The White House is claiming that Kamala Harris is correct in comparing the Supreme Court's overturn of Roe versus Wade to slavery. Meanwhile, there was another protest in front of the Supreme Court today, which resulted in several arrests, supposedly including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It turned out that was a fraud. I mean, the newspaper had photos of her appearing to be marched away by the police, but photographers on the other side showed that she was just holding her hands together behind her back. She was not in handcuffs, so it was all staged, you know, for more propaganda here. Meanwhile, out in California, the Norwalk La Mirada Unified School District is getting ready to vote on having a Planned Parenthood clinic on one of the high school campuses in the district. We're at high school. They want a Planned Parenthood clinic on a high school campus. And that really tells you just how out of control this sexualization of our young people has gone. And, you know, I remember in high school, you know, you're becoming aware of your sexuality and, you know, there's a lot going on here. But I think having a Planned Parenthood clinic right on the campus, that's really just over the line here. Now, over at the Department of Homeland Security, they have now shut down the controversial Disinformation Governance Board following massive blowback from the public. Everybody's saying it was an affront against the First Amendment. It was a clear sign of dictatorship by the government saying, we will tell you what's true and what isn't true. And no, it is up to the American people to decide for themselves who is lying and who is telling the truth about various things, whether it's Afghanistan or the economy or the COVID shots. Now, there's another little article that came on out of Washington Examiner, basically accusing Rashida Tlaib as some of her campaign events in 2018 were organized by alleged terror financiers. Two men who held key positions at nonprofit groups were found liable in a Hamas terror financing scheme. They, in turn, helped organize campaign fundraising for Rashida Tlaib in 2018. So, again, is this really the best that we can do for leadership in this country? All right, the Pulitzer Prizes have come on out, and as usual, the majority of them went to the big established papers, the Washington Post and New York Times. Donald Trump came on out torching the Pulitzer Board for giving Pulitzer Prize to media outlets that basically covered up the stolen 2020 election. Trump described it as the biggest reporting failure in modern history. He's absolutely correct about that. The Pulitzer Board has already come on back and saying, we're going to ignore Donald Trump. We've awarded the prizes. We think these are great reporters and you should pay attention to them and ignore anybody else talking about the 2020 election. It's not really working here. Confidence in the media is now at an all-time low. Polls are showing that only 11% of Americans still have any trust for the television network news. 11%. That's bad. That is really bad. If they weren't being subsidized as propaganda organs for the government, they would have gone out of business a long, long time ago. Speaking of going out of business, remember when Chris Cuomo was let go from CNN? Apparently, in his desperation for gainful employment, he actually applied to be a firefighter. And I don't know, maybe he would have been a good firefighter, but that's what he was trying to do. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is now countersuing Twitter. Okay, this on-again, off-again acquisition of Twitter basically ended with Elon Musk saying, I'm pulling out from the deal because Twitter failed to meet its contractual obligations in terms of providing records that were accurate regarding fake accounts and bots. Twitter then went to court to sue Elon Musk to go forward with the original deal at the original price. Elon Musk is now countersuing to have the deal scrapped. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. All right, let's get into COVID here because, oh, COVID is out there. We're getting ready for the midterm elections, and we've got to scare everybody into staying at home and voting by mail because we all know how trustworthy voting by mail is. And there's an article out of Real Clear Investigations on how the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC are piling up all these reports of adverse events from these gene therapy shots while the public propaganda is still saying, no, everything is fine, the vaccines are safe and effective, and you should go on getting the shots. Meanwhile, we're getting reports like a 44-year-old male from California got a blood clot in the brain 5 days after the Pfizer vaccine, 21-year-old female from Pennsylvania with heart inflammation, myocarditis, 2 days after receiving the Moderna booster, a 58-year-old female from California with blood clots in her legs after getting the Johnson & Johnson shot. And as time goes on, we're seeing more and more of these adverse events. They didn't just all show up immediately. Some are not showing up for months, indeed years, including seizure disorders, all kinds of problems like that. Now, the CDC has decided they are going to stop reporting on COVID-19 outbreaks on cruise ships, saying the cruise ships can handle their own COVID-19 mitigation programs. Of course, these COVID outbreaks on the cruise ships have been a disaster for the cruise ship business, and so rather than let the profits be damaged, we're just not going to talk about COVID-19 on these ships anymore. Meanwhile, over in San Diego, their unified school district, which is California's second largest school district, is once again mandating indoor masks for students. And they're being opposed by Sharon McKinnon of an organization called Let Them Breathe. Okay. Now, Judicial Watch has received 1,651 pages of records from the National Institutes of Health revealing there was an FBI inquiry into the NIH's controversial bat coronavirus grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and these documents confirmed the U.S. was paying for gain-of-function research on these pathogens. In other words, the weaponization of these pathogens. And remember when Fauci was out there denying there was any gain-of-function research? Well, guess what? He lied. And now Judicial Watch has the documentation to basically prove that. And as we reported yesterday, Fauci has announced that he will retire at the end of Biden's campaign, probably because any new incoming president is likely to fire him anyway. Okay, turning over to the international news now. The United Nations has announced that Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and the Secretary General of the United Nations have signed an agreement to accelerate Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset global government, program, and they're not even trying to hide it any longer. Meanwhile, there's an article that came out of Investment Watch blog, and it's talking about how so many world leaders are resigning or being driven from power. And, you know, are they being gotten rid of in order to replace them with leaders who are sympathetic to the Great Reset and the globalist agenda? But there have been a lot of leaders. You know, Boris Johnson has stepped down. The president, the prime minister of Sri Lanka has quit. Macron's talking about quitting. It really is happening all over. Now, there are protests all over the world. They're being ignored by America's corporate media. Don't want the serfs to get uppity ideas here. We know what's going on in Sri Lanka, what's going on in the Netherlands. And now Panama is on the verge of collapsing. Their citizens are rioting against the government over inflation and the price of food and food shortages. So it is getting really ugly out there. Now, getting on back to Great Britain, former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak is widening his lead in the latest round of voting yesterday by Conservative MPs to decide Britain's next Prime Minister. So they're moving ahead on that, and he'll have to go over to the Queen and request permission to form a new government. Meanwhile, there is a major fire in London, specifically in the residential area of Wennington in Greater London. And London has had some really bad fires throughout history. This may be another one. Meanwhile, over in Ukraine, they are refusing to accept Canada's decision to return a turbine for the Nord Stream gas pipeline to Russia. Now, Russia had sent the turbine to Canada for repairs. The repairs are done. Canada says, we're going to go ahead and send it back. Ukraine said, you shouldn't do that. The only question is, what is Ukraine going to do about it? Are they going to try and destroy the turbine before it can be delivered, or some other such dramatic situation? Meanwhile, Turkish President Erdogan has renewed his threat to block Sweden and Finland from joining NATO, warning that Ankara could freeze their NATO bids if Turkey's demands are not met. Now, Turkey agreed to lift its objection to Sweden and Finland joining NATO last month after signing a 10-part memorandum with the Nordic nations. Now, under the deal, Sweden and Finland agreed not to support Kurdish militant groups and to respond to Turkey's extradition requests. And apparently there's been some sticking points now, and Erdogan is back to saying he's going to block Sweden and Finland from joining NATO. And obviously Russia is not happy at the idea of NATO continuing its expansion, which NATO promised they were not going to do when Germany reunified. And so basically NATO broke its promise. They've been expanding eastward. They're continuing to expand. That's what this war in Ukraine is all about, NATO's continued expansion toward Russian territory. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin has arrived in Iran. He's looking to create a new anti-West alliance, and I'm sure Iran will be very sympathetic to that. And they're still talking about whether Tehran will supply Russia with drones to aid in its war in Ukraine. Initially, reports of those drones have been denied by both Russia and Iran. But Iran, ever since it succeeded in hacking and bringing down an American drone, has reverse engineered it. They're now manufacturing drones on their own. Now, getting on back to Biden's embarrassing performance over in Saudi Arabia, when Biden was pressing Mohammed bin Salman on the Khashoggi assassination, first of all, bin Salman said it seemed like Khashoggi was more important to Biden than that Palestinian American journalist who was killed in Israel. And then bin Salman turned around and said, you guys need to remember Abu Ghraib before you start criticizing us over Khashoggi. And that, I'm sure, was a humiliating moment for Joe Biden, because Abu Ghraib is a major, major stain on the image of the United States of America. Okay, we've got to take a break for commercials here. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more news after these.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the news here, with reference to that last commercial, I just wanted to mention, Claire and I have done business with Kettle Moraine on a couple of occasions, and they took really good care of us. So if you're looking to get into some precious metals, which I would highly recommend during these economic volatile times, Kettle Moraine, again, we're happy customers of theirs. All right, getting on back to the international news, you're already aware of these massive protests going on in the Netherlands against these imposition of so-called nitrogen controls by the World Economic Forum. It really appears to be a plan to bankrupt the farmers so that the farmland can be bought up by the billionaire oligarchs for pennies on the dollar. The truck drivers in the Netherlands have joined the protest, blocking highways, and it is spreading across Europe. Huge groups of farmers in Italy, Spain, and Poland have now joined the Dutch protests. So it's definitely growing. And again, you're not going to see a lot about this on America's corporate media because they don't want the serfs to get these uppity ideas here. Meanwhile, Chinese military has issued a warning to the U.S. regarding the continued sale of U.S. weapons to Taiwan. The latest deal is worth an estimated $108 million, not all that much, but China is still upset. The deal includes armored vehicle parts and technical assistance. China is also very upset that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is planning to visit Taiwan in August. And Beijing warns the U.S. will bear all consequences if that visit actually happens. And Beijing is saying the U.S. will face forceful measures from Beijing if Pelosi visits Taiwan. So Pelosi would be the most senior U.S. lawmaker to visit the island since one of her predecessors as Speaker, Newt Gingrich, traveled there in 1997. Meanwhile, down in Venezuela, the vice president of the ruling United Socialist Party has accused the United States of sabotage at state-run Venezuelan oil facilities. On Sunday, Venezuelan Petroleum Minister Tarek Al-Assimi said that the Petróleos de Venezuela gas pipeline in the northern state of Monagas was attacked, triggering a fire at one of the sites. And they said, this is part of the U.S. imperialism policy, attacking oil facilities, sending mercenaries here, some of whom were detained while others were convicted of a coup attempt and murder in our country. So whatever the U.S. is trying to do in Venezuela, not going very, very smoothly. Meanwhile, Russia is out with yet another new weapon, the KH-95 hypersonic missile. And Russia is saying basically this swings the arms race with the United States very much in favor of Russia. And Russia is trying to achieve a dominant role in hypersonic aviation. And basically they're saying Russia is going to be prepared to destroy enemy aircraft on the ground and in the air, destroy airfield infrastructure, runways, taxiways, and so forth, destroy air and anti-missile defense systems, eliminate strategic nuclear missile forces positioned as the main weapons of Russia's enemies, and destroy warehouses of material resources. So, yeah, they're getting serious out there. And what's the end result of all of this? Well, according to Responsible Statecraft, what's really going on here is the United States is building a coalition of its adversaries. In other words, the more aggressive the United States becomes, the more U.S. adversaries are banding together to form a coalition to defend themselves against U.S. imperialism. We talked just a little while ago about Russia and Iran are moving closer together. Russia and China are moving closer together. We know that more and more countries are abandoning the dollar and they're going over to BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And, all of this bullying by the United States is bringing all of the countries who do not like the United States together, and that is going to be something that is going to be very difficult to deal with. I mean, right now, given the poor state of our military, high cost but poor state, we can't defeat Russia in a conventional war. We can't defeat China in a conventional war. We certainly can't defeat both of them at the same time, especially if Iran is thrown into the mix. So it's a bad course here. Meanwhile, the House has voted down amendments trying to trim the outrageous military budget. Remember, Congress passed a military budget that was even more than Biden had asked for. Some members of the House of Representatives said, well, we can trim this back because this isn't, you know, what Biden asked for. The House has voted it down. If there's one thing that's got bipartisan agreement in the Congress, it's more of your money being given to the military to make things that go bang. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Every time some psychopath goes out and shoots multiple people, half the country screams for more gun control. I have some questions. How is it that so many of the mass shooters have had multiple encounters with police and or the FBI, yet still get the guns to commit these horrible crimes? Maybe we need to enforce lying on the background check paperwork. That is a felony that is rarely prosecuted. Is there any oversight for the companies and groups that are required to report to the National Instant Background Check System? Maybe antipsychotic medication should be a disqualifying condition for gun ownership. In short, rather than making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights, how about we focus on psychopath control? Support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, see this possum parabellum.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, military news here, and we've been talking about this for a while. Military recruitment is way, way down. I can certainly understand why. Young people of military age are looking at how Biden is trying to start wars with Russia, China, Iran, who knows who all else, and realize that signing up for the military does involve a very real possibility of losing important bits of your body. And so military recruitment is at record lows. And the military are struggling to meet recruitment targets. They're coming up short. They were hoping that Tom Cruise's latest movie, Top Gun Maverick, was going to stimulate enlistment in the Navy like the first movie did. That really did not work. And we're basically down to the same level of recruitment at the end of the war in Vietnam. And so we're starting to hear more and more talk about bringing back the military draft, not just for young men, but for young women as well. So for all you feminists who wanted to be treated exactly the same way as men, well, be careful what you wish for here. Let's see. Let's talk about the economic news here, because 1 year ago, Joe Biden predicted inflation would be temporary. He came on out. In fact, the word he used was transitory. And basically, he said, well, yeah, there's a little inflation, but, you know, it's going to go down. He actually said he was hoping it was going to go down. And, well, the hope really doesn't get you anywhere. The data has shown that the inflation is anything but temporary. It looks like it's going to be continuing for a while. And with blatant lies like those, saying inflation was only temporary, it's no wonder that Biden's approval rating is in the toilet. And business chief Andy Puzder, who's a former CEO of CKE Restaurants, basically came on out saying Joe Biden's administration has consistently lied and lied again to the American people about the economy. And none of those lies come close to the laughable comments on inflation. And it really is a problem. And all Biden can think of doing is saying, no, it's not really a problem. It's going to get better. Really, just vote us back in the midterms. We'll figure out some way to deal with it. And anyway, the midterm elections are going to be about abortion and LGBTQ and whatnot. No, they're not. Polls are showing 93% of Americans are concerned with inflation. Most think the economy is going to continue to get worse. And traditionally, Americans vote with their wallets. So going into the midterms, things are not looking very good. 75% of middle-class households say their income is falling behind the cost of living. They're having to dip into their savings accounts. Or for those who didn't have savings, they're starting to have to rely on their credit cards. Things are really bad for ordinary Americans. They're not even that good for Wall Street. Their numbers are down because of, employment numbers and various other things. Meanwhile, Bloomberg is reporting that flour prices, as in baking flour, have hit an all-time high, and that we may be looking at $10 for a loaf of bread, and maybe even as high as $20 per loaf of bread. And, that's where we're going here. And, Biden seems to think this is perfectly okay. The latest sign that the world is moving away from the dollar, China is now dumping U.S. Treasury bonds. And their holding of U.S. Treasury securities and debt dropped below $1 trillion in May for the first time in more than a decade. And the official data is regularly published with a two-month delay. That's why we're only finding out about this now. China is the second largest foreign holder of U.S. government debt. It's reduced its holdings for six consecutive months from $1.808 trillion last November to $980 billion in May. That's a decline of about 9% of their holdings, or roughly $100 billion. Now, they're not dumping it all at once, because that would crash the American economy and make what China is still holding worthless overnight. They don't want to do that here. With Joe Biden having come up short in Saudi Arabia, begging and groveling and fist bumping and everything, oil has surged to more than $100 a barrel after Joe Biden's failure to beg more oil from Saudi Arabia. Although there is a story now saying that Saudi Arabia has changed their mind and will pump more oil. I don't know if that is really accurate or just more propaganda coming from the government. Okay, over in Virginia, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is blasting Joe Biden on the failed energy policies and inflation, saying, stop gaslighting us. And, he says, Biden is gaslighting the American people on a number of issues, including energy, inflation, gas prices, and Saudi Arabia. So Sears is basically saying, yes, Biden continues to lie because he can't do anything else. He can't solve these problems. All he can do is continue to lie. say everything is fine. Just believe in us. Vote Democratic here. Over in Russia, Russia has officially told Europe they might not be getting any more gas, citing, quote, extraordinary circumstances, end quote, which are obviously tied up with European support for U.S. aggressions against Russia. And I don't think that Europe is going to hold out, because the U.S. doesn't have enough oil and gas to cover the shortfall for Europe. And you know what's really interesting is Donald Trump, when he was in office, warned against Europe's growing dependence on Russian oil and gas. And by golly, he was certainly right about that. I think European support for the U.S. militant agenda is going to implode. Because Europe ultimately is going to want to take care of Europe, and that means getting the energy back so that they can get their industries going again. Up in Sacramento, their homeless population has soared by 67% in the last 3 years. Their homeless population is now higher than San Francisco. Robbery has jumped up 42%, rapes have nearly doubled, and there is a drug-taking epidemic going on in the city. Does this sound like a well-managed country? I don't think so. I mean, you know, Joe Biden was handing out crack pipes. The drug lords have taken over the country here. Meanwhile, out in California, they're still complaining about how the farmlands there are turning to dust because of the water crisis, and unprecedented cuts to water supplies are jeopardizing the future of growing for many farmers. They're experiencing drought-like conditions. They can't irrigate their crops. And again, look at how many millions of illegal immigrants are in California using water, using electricity. The infrastructure was not enlarged to deal with that increase in population. And Joe Biden is keeping that border open, making the problem worse day by day by day. Down in Los Angeles, they have now deployed what they call the water police, who will report on people they think are using too much water. I guess if you water your lawn too much, they're going to write you a ticket or something like that. I remember the last water crisis, the big thing in Los Angeles was called xeriscaping, which was basically a desert-like landscaping, you know, with cacti and various succulents of plants that used a lot less water. And some of those lawns looked really good. They were very nicely laid out, and that may be making a comeback here. Now, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is out there championing the transition to thorium cycle reactors. And, thorium is a natural resource. It's found in abundance here in the United States of America. It can produce both clean and safe energy. And, he called for an end to the destruction of the country's stockpile and warned against Chinese progress in the technology that was given to them, as well as these unrealistic green ambitions of Democrats. Now, thorium cycle reactors can produce electricity. They do it with a lot less toxic side products. But the reason the U.S. has always focused on uranium fission reactors for power is they get bomb stuff out of them, plutonium. You don't get that with thorium cycle reactors. So that's why the focus has always remained on uranium fission reactors. But thorium cycle reactors are a lot cleaner, a lot safer, and really would go a long way to dealing with the energy shortage in this country. Speaking of energy shortage, a tourist caught on video an explosion at the Hoover Dam. and the explosion was in one of the buildings at the bottom of the dam where the power generation systems are. It was a huge cloud of black smoke. On the video, tourists can be heard saying something has blown up there. And so, yeah, there was a big bang over there. No word yet on whether electric output from Hoover Dam has been impacted by that. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is considering declaring a national climate emergency with an executive order, which would allow him to regulate fossil fuels without needing the assistance of Congress. This is coming from the Washington Post. This is not what executive orders are supposed to be used for. And again, Congress can vote to overturn a presidential executive order. They have 30 days to do that. The president signs an executive order. It goes in the Federal Registry. Congress can look at it. And Congress, if they want, can vote to reverse it. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. But I remember some years ago where Biden was out there saying that you can't rule with executive orders because that's a dictatorship. And he's proving that his prognostication was correct. Okay, now we have been hearing where states like Florida and Texas are dealing with the flood of illegal immigrants by putting them on buses to sanctuary cities, including Washington, D.C. and Delaware. And the problem has gotten so bad in Washington, D.C. That the mayor is saying that, you know, there needs to be some help to stop the invasion. So, you know, when it's Florida and Texas and Arizona, it's just immigration. When it starts getting to Washington, D.C. and Delaware, now it's an invasion. So anyway, in California yesterday, Border Patrol agents arrested a smuggler with more than 200 pounds of fentanyl down in California. The street value is estimated at $3.6 million. And that fentanyl is very, very dangerous stuff. It is far more potent than opium or heroin. And there is a major problem with drug overdose deaths linked to fentanyl. So I don't know how many druggies listen to this program, but you need to stay away from that stuff. It is really very dangerous. People are dying from it. Meanwhile, there's a report from the Office of the Inspector General claims that Immigration and Customs Enforcement spent nearly $17 million taxpayer dollars to house illegal immigrants at hotels in Arizona and Texas in 2021. This was reported on One America News Network. The illegal immigrants are being treated better by the government than you are. When was the last time the government put you up in a nice hotel? Okay, just didn't happen. All right, getting into guns and gun rights. Here in Indiana, as of the first of this month, we had a new conceal carry law, meaning you can carry conceal without a permit, and it has already shown a benefit because there was somebody tried to do a mass shooting at a shopping mall in Greenwood, Indiana. And the perpetrator was shot dead by a 22-year-old citizen carrying a firearm. And, you know, the police are saying this guy was a hero. The people here in Indiana is saying this guy was a hero. The gun grabbers are out there trying to demonize him by saying, well, that shopping mall had a gun-free zone sign, so he should not have had the gun in there. Well, you know, the perpetrator trying to do the mass shooting obviously ignored that sign. And, you know, yes, this 22-year-old kid is a hero for stopping the mass shooting. And the gun grabbers don't like that because that gets in the way of their gun grab agenda. They love mass shootings. The more, the merrier. you know, they like the mass shootings because then they can say you got to seize all the guns. And every time a law-abiding citizen with a legal firearm stops a mass shooting or even just a simple crime, the gun grabbers cry and they tear their hair and pour ashes all over their clothes because it doesn't work for their agenda when a good person with a gun stops a bad person with a gun. Okay. Now, Joe Biden's assistant health secretary, Dr. Rachel Levine, who clearly has gender issues of her, his, its own, is now out there saying that we need to empower children to go on puberty blockers, that kids have a right to puberty blockers and gender transition, and that it would really be a wonderful thing for them. And people are saying, no, this is not a good thing. Over in the Off-Guardian, they're saying it's time to protect your children because the Great Reset is coming for them. This is not grooming. It is sexualizing children. It's, you know, creepy insanity and inappropriate. And it's gender confusion indoctrination. It's really messing up these kids. They're not saying kids with gender confusion, you know, can get help. They're selling this agenda. They're teaching kids it's cool to be gender fluid and to change your gender. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here in out in California. They are considering a bill that will legalize psychedelic drugs like DMT and ibogaine for the entire state of California. And this is actually continuing a trend where more and more cities and states are realizing that the war on drugs has been lost, and probably it's time to start decriminalizing drugs in order to remove the criminal element from that. Colorado basically relaxed their drug laws a while back. This year, the state of Oregon decriminalized all drugs. And there are two ways to look at it. One is that, this is going to be good for the suppliers of drugs, until you realize that the fact that they're illegal is what makes them so profitable. And you can take a lesson from prohibition in this country. When prohibition was passed, alcohol, which had been just, pennies a gallon, all of a sudden was worth huge amounts of money, gave rise to a criminal underclass that had enough money to reshape American politics in their own image. And there are a number of very powerful political families whose roots lie in the rum-running era. And that huge amount of money from illicit substances can be used to reshape the government. So, I'm kind of torn on this issue. I do think that the war on drugs is a failure, but there are some drugs that do cause a lot of harm and a lot of addiction. But then even prescription drugs, you heard on that commercial a little while ago that the opioid crisis is still with us. Anyway, just to show you how ridiculous some of this wokeness is getting, over at Sesame Street, they are now being slammed as racist after a video surfaced of a character actor in costume seeming to ignore two young black girls wanting to say hello. And there was this woman who was on Instagram, said her daughters were blatantly told no when they tried to confront Rosita, a bilingual Muppet character from Mexico, at the Sesame Place amusement park in Philadelphia. And the mother then just said there was a white girl next to us that the character hugged. But the video seems to indicate the black girls wanted the costume character to pick them up. And that's something costume characters are not allowed to do for insurance purposes. So it may have been another case of just total overblown misunderstanding by people whose entire self-worth is based on always being offended by something. And we seem to have created a culture like that where nobody feels like they're really worth anything unless they've got something to complain and whine and bitch about and be offended about. And it really is kind of ridiculous here. All righty, we're coming up on the top of the hour. The music is playing. We've got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.